Hello dear students, today in this session we are going to learn a topic, Venice, the floating city. At the end of this session you will be able to understand new words and their meanings and the story behind the floating city and the Grand Canal of Venice and modes of transport. So let's begin. Venice is one of the most charming cities in the world. It is located in Italy and it is popularly known as the floating city. Do you know why it is known as floating city? Because it is made up of, it comprises 118 small islands, and these islands are connected by number of canals and bridges. Venice is situated at only 3 meters above sea level. Venice is famous for its bridges. There are 417 bridges in Venice. And the world's first female graduate was a Venetian. Okay, now let us see the story behind the floating city. A long time ago, when the Romans attacked Venice, the Venetians escaped to the marshes from the mainland. Why? Because they wanted to protect themselves from Romans. So they escaped to marshes away from the mainland. Then they began living with the fishermen who lived over there. Soon, there were so many people in the marshes that they decided to build permanent houses. Permanent houses. So, what they did? First, they put wooden stakes into the swampy ground, into the wet ground. Then, they built or they constructed wooden platform on the stakes, and finally buildings were constructed on the wooden platform. Although the wood was underwater, okay, but it did not rot. Even today there are many buildings in Venice that are standing on 1,000-year-old piles of wood. So this is the story behind the floating city. Now let us move to the Grand Canal of Venice. The Grand Canal of Venice, a beautiful canals flow through every corner of the city as if they were streets, as if they were roads. The Grand Canal is the largest and most important of all the canals, and it's of 4 kilometers in length, and it flows through Venice and divides it into two halves. This Grand Canal divides Venice into two halves. Now the next one is means of transport, means which means they are using for transportation. Roads are rarely seen in Venice. You couldn't find roads in Venice. Waterways are the main routes of this city. So which are the main routes of this city? Waterways are the main routes of the city, and the best way to get around Venice is by foot, either you have to walk by foot or by water transport. So among the well-known water crafts is the gondola. A gondola is a flat-bottomed wooden boat that curves upward at both ends. And a person, means the driver of that gondola, stands at one end of the boat and uses a long pole, long stick, to move and steer, means guide or control the boat. Many gondolas are richly decorated. Why? Because these boat owners or these gondola owners wanted to attract passengers. They wanted to attract tourists. So they decorate their gondolas and they attract the passengers. A gondola can carry 6 people at a time. And the other means of transport is water taxis, but these water taxis are more expensive than the vaporetos. Vaporetos means water buses. So these water taxis are more expensive than the water buses. There are only 400 licensed gondolas operating in Venice today. And these canals can also have traffic jams. So this is about Venice, the floating city. I hope everyone understood it. Thank you.